Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And we'll see what changes need to be made. I mean, we talked about it with Pete Alonso. I'm sure he'll be the biggest talking point in the offseason, at least initially, BT. He's going to elect to opt out, and we'll see what happens. I would bring Pete back, but I would tell him that you're going to be the bulk DH. There's no way anybody can tell me. He's not a good first baseman. End of story. So I don't want to hear it. I've said this for a while, for years. I don't want to hear anybody try to tell me otherwise. Well, he's great at scooping. Yeah, okay, that's nice. That's a part of being a good defensive first baseman. He is a butcher with his glove for the most part and an absolute embarrassment with his arm. With that being said, good luck finding somebody that plays every day like he does, that continues to produce to the high level of the power numbers that he does in New York.
Yep.
Like, those are givens that you're going to have to answer elsewhere. So I would bring Pete back, but tell him, here, what do you want? You want 4 years, whatever like the number is that's in accordance to what the market says. Same thing as this year.
Mm-hmm.
Market might be increased, so be it. I'd be willing to do it, but I would say that of your 150-something games, you're going to play half of them at first and half of them as a DH, and when push comes to shove, crunch time, you're going to be as the DH. That's what I would do with Pete.
There was a point where, you know, I always just thought he was a butcher at first base, and then there was a point I'm like, all right, he's actually put some time in and he's made himself functional where if the ball's at him, he's going to make the play. Ball's in the dirt, he's going to scoop it. He's awful at first base. I'm with you. I don't care what anybody says. He is a liability. You can't throw a three. You can't spin the 3-6-3 double play. When the infield's up and there's a play at the plate, you got to hope that it finds the catcher's mitt, not the backstop, not the dirt. His arm is a big issue. However, I really do think now, unlike last year, now Vlad's younger, as we know, and that's going to matter. Vlad's only 26 or 27, where Pete's going to be 31 next year. But Vlad got $500 million. Now, Vlad Guerrero this year, all right, had 23 home runs and 84 RBIs.
Right.
Now, he's a better first baseman. Who knows? Not much. Who knows how his body's going to evolve as he gets older and slower and probably thicker. He didn't hit 300, and his OPS was under 850.
Yeah, so you talk about a bad contract. That is
horrible.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
We would have never done that. I wanted Vlad nowhere near. I didn't think he was getting that price.
Neither did I. I think that it's going to be more like a more fertile free agent ground, if you will, this offseason, because there's now at least a comp with Vlad Guerrero. And Pete has, at least for the moment, put together the whispers that he morphed into a 220 hitter, which was my greatest concern.
Right.
Like, when he was hitting 260, 270 early, I'm like, geez, if you're hitting 260 and you're banging 40-something home runs, even if you're okay at first base, you're a star. But when you hit 212 and 220 and there's a lot of strikeouts and the RBIs were in the 80s like they were a year ago, I'm like, that's a worrisome step back as you get older and as a right-handed fielding first baseman. I think that he re-energized his free agent pursuit, and I think he's going to get more than he was offered a year ago. I just think he is, and I think he's going to be on a different team.
If you were looking at it this way, and this is the way I'm choosing to look at it from a Mets perspective, I have no idea what they're going to do. But for me, if I'm investing money into either Nimmo, Lindor, Alonso, which of those three would you rather invest money in now and in the, you know, relatively near future?
It's easy. It's good for me. It's easy. I would say Pete.
Me too.
Because the reason, now Nimmo's easy. Yeah. Obviously, it would be Pete, then Lindor, then Nimmo in that order.
Right.
And the reason I would say Pete over Lindor is because even though he's going to age a little bit, you know, first base you can live with that. Plus, there's a DH spot. Whereas
correct.
With, you know, I'm not saying Lindor couldn't play second base and be very good, but he had a rough defensive year and he's only going to get younger and, you know, probably a little bit slower in the middle
older,
of the diamond.
Yeah. Also inconsistent. Like, the numbers may be consistent.
I know.
he's an inconsistent performer.
Yes, he is.
And he's getting paid a lot of money. And by the way, there might be value there. Remember, it's not the 10-year deal that it once was. I think it's 6 years. Is it just under $200 million for Lindor? Because I was thinking about this the last couple weeks. This is bigger than just saying this at 12:30 in the middle of the show, but what I would do. I would trade Francisco Lindor because I think that's going to be a bigger return. I've already told you during the year I would have traded Nimmo, and I still would be up for that. If you could trade Nimmo and Lindor, I would do that, but I don't know if that's going to be possible. If you could get one, rid yourself of one. Now, while saying that, I know Lindor could be a productive player, and I know a lot of Mets fans love him. That's great. That's part of the appeal of trading him is that you could get something back from him or at least get rid of that contract and then invest that money elsewhere. So I would, of those three, Nimmo, Lindor, Pete, I would trust Pete's power to produce more consistently than any of the other elements of the other players. And I would have that as a DH, split first baseman, split DH. Now you're set there with him and Soto as the tandem.
Mm-hmm.
The other two guys I think should be open for discussion to move on from both Nimmo and Lindor. Nimmo's the easy one. Just say, well, I want to move on from Nimmo. That's great. Where's the value on the open market? Even coming off a career year, he can't run. He's horrible defensively. He's inconsistent as well.
Yep.
So to me, the biggest return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Potentially, or biggest trading block would of those three would be Lindor. And that changes the entire dynamics of the team. And maybe a team like Toronto is going to lose Bichette here in free agency. Maybe they go bite, and instead of trying to get a free agent to go there, they take on that contract of Lindor. You have what the numbers
are? I do. Yeah, I got you. So it's 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34.
All right, well, how many years
through,
was that?
Through 2031.
Say that again? 6 years times 34?
6 years left.
Right. Yeah.
That okay. He's going to be 37.
Yeah, so $200 million. Okay. So 6 years, $200 million. Like, that's not the. And by the way, the Mets could pay some of that down. Now the question is going to be, okay, well, would they value keeping Lindor here and riding this out and trying to figure it out around it and not changing the quote? Like, for me, they need. It's not about the talent. We've seen what this talent can do, and we've seen all four of their core guys have career years to the point where I don't know how anybody in their right mind would bet that this exact situation is going to happen again next year. Not that Soto couldn't have that year, yep, or Lindor or Nimmo couldn't have that year or Alonso, but all together, all four for the most part staying healthy and producing at a high clip, yeah, and it didn't work. Yeah. So that goes to show, like, it didn't work. Mm-hmm. That's definitive. It did not work.
I don't like the core. I don't. You said this 2 years ago. You're right.
Well, remember, the core then was different because it was...
It was without Soto.
Correct.
No, I got it.
So now he's the focal point of it. And by the way, there may come a day where he proves to be the problem. Like, statistically, he's not the problem.
Yeah.
But there are other issues that it brings, whether it's the amount of money that he costs, whether it's his sloppy defense, maybe his attitude, whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, I'm not knocking Soto, but he's not going anywhere, at least... For the time being,
yep,
he's untradeable. He's not going anywhere. Nor would you want to do that. Nor would I. They still needed Soto. To me, it's the right move. He's your star. Now, how are you best going to build a team around him? And I would look to do it with something that we always talk about, baseball players. Guys who can catch.
That's why I gave you Bellinger.
I get it, but he's going to be a pricey one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's also been inconsistent offensively. I'm not saying I wouldn't take him.
Yep.
First of all, I don't think he's leaving the Yankees. And if they do let him go, they're fools. Like, he's the perfect Yankee.
Central casting.
But I want guys who can field and run. That's what I want to build around. You don't need all guys who can mesh. So my two stars would be Soto, Alonso, and then build a team of ball players around that.
Now, here's the other thing, too. Like, usually when you want to have those, or when you do have those three, four, five exorbitant contracts, you want younger players to fill in the boxes, right? Do we really know, I mean, what Vientos is? We don't.
Yeah.
I like Beatty. I mean, I think Beatty's going to be a 25 home run, 80-something RBI, 250, 260 kind of hitter with a good arm who picks it at third. I think Brett Beatty's your third baseman moving forward. I like the kid a lot. I used to love him. Then I kind of gave up on him, to be fair. He could play. But do you really know anything about Acuna? Do you really know anything about Mauricio? I mean, still waving at curveballs, missing them by feet, by like multiple feet. So and I don't know about Gilbert or some of the kids on the farm. Who the heck knows?
Yeah, Jet Williams, Carson Banks, those are going to be the two guys that could potentially be.
I don't know. But listen, when you have this kind of a situation, it almost feels in a way like the Randall Nick situation. And you and I actually differed on that because I wanted to move on. You wanted to keep him. I thought that, and I love Randall, but I just thought that the ceiling was a little bit obvious with him. I just feel like the Mets ceiling is kind of this with this nucleus. And it's not to say that they're not good players, but they just, here's the bottom line. They don't work together the way they need to work together. Not that they don't like each other. Right. Not that they don't talk to each other. They don't complement each other as players and as teammates the way they need to. And if it's my team, I'm blowing it up.
Correct. It didn't work.
No. It didn't work.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.